It is true, Sandra. The only game in town currently is voter registration. ZANU-PF, we had taken this opportunity to abuse or to use the staff currently obtaining at the voter registration centers, which are currently only limited to the district administrator's office. These people, the majority of them were employed through ZANU-PF structures, and hence they are currently favoring only individuals or groups of individuals who are being seconded by ZANU-PF to go and register to vote. Today I was at the DS office where I witnessed personally ZANU-PF registering people from the neighboring farm areas and mining areas in wards of about 60 individuals. As the MDC, we are encouraging all people who have not yet registered to vote to go and register to vote, because the voting process does not end. It is an infinite program. It is always in place every day at the district administrator's office. We are aware of the bureaucracies which people are subjected to if they are not necessarily being seconded by ZANU-PF. But people should have patience, because they should be able to achieve exercising their right at the end of the day. So as MDC, we are imploring the youth who have currently left colleges and high schools to go and register to vote. We are also aware that after the promulgation of the new constitution, those who had been regarded as aliens will be able to go and register to vote and regularize their citizenship. That is again another window period where the mobile registration exercise is going to go to the ward level, where we expect people to come out in all their numbers to register and vote, since the voting process would have come to their doorstep.
We hear that there are challenges for those people who do not have birth certificates or who do not have IDs. That is a bit expensive for most of the youth who do not go to work, who are unemployed. How are you going to deal with that challenge of making sure that people do go to get those IDs and those birth certificates and then register to become voters?
Indeed, the majority of our youth face challenges that they do not have birth certificates, they do not have identity documents. Most of them who are in rural areas, they had these documents bent or destroyed by ZANU-PF during the violent era of 2008, where ZANU-PF went about torturing houses, destroying people's properties. So we need to make sure that these people have managed to obtain these identity documents. And my experience today was that to take a birth certificate is needs about $5. To take an ID document, an identity particular document, it needs an extra $2, which comes up to about $7 in total, excluding transport. We are going to lobby and put our message across to our principal in government to actually make the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, as they roll out their voter registration programs to the ward level during the period after the promulgation of the constitution, that the voter registration program must also encompass the issuing out of birth certificate to those who don't have, must also encompass the issuing out of identity political particulars to those who don't have. And this process must be done freely, so that the voting process must not be only secluded to those who can afford to pay $7, but it must be actually a right as enshrined in the Constitution, that the obtaining of identity particulars must be free, that the obtaining of an opportunity to go and vote through voter registration must be free, so that Zimbabwe can make their choice through these watershed elections which are going to happen in this year.